Another big one for the youngsters today, especially Gutierrez.
Yeah, he had a great day. I mean, couldn't be more proud of our team, you know, three games in with all the new faces, and these guys played with a lot of confidence, and, you know, the older guys showed him the way in every facet. So, you know, all in all, we threw it over the plate, made routine plays, and were incredibly competitive offensively.
Did Gutierrez hit his way into the lineup in that third game, or is that something that y'all had planned to do?
Oh, he certainly did. He had his way into that game, and, you know, he swung the bat really well, and, you know, he had an okay fall, but, you know, came back a man on the mission in January in really good shape, swinging the bat well, and was going to get opportunities. But he's kind of forcing his way in the lineup, which is always a good thing.
Important and good thing to get a lot of arms out there today?
It was, and there's still a couple guys we didn't get out there, but thought all in all the guys, you know, did a nice job on the mound. And game three, you know, or game two today, we played with a little bit of pressure. They grabbed the lead from us, and, you know, Mitchell Kilcaney had a big punch out with a runner at third to keep it at 3-1, and, you know, offensively, we put together some good at-bats to, I think we scored 8 or 9 two-out runs.
With a strong offensive team last year and so much turnover in that starting lineup, I mean, a lot of folks were thinking, well, they're not going to score as many runs this year. Does that kind of put it to rest after this weekend?
Well, I think so. I mean, and the credit goes to Justin and Will and Jake, having those guys competitive and ready to go, and for the older guys, just making sure that we were ready to get after it. I think can't say enough about the seniors, and from an offensive standpoint, the job they've done preparing the young guys for what's in front of them.
And I know it hadn't really been much of a situation where Corbin could come in, but how important was it to get him those two innings?
Yeah, he did great, and I felt like, you know, I cost him those runs, just getting maybe a little too fancy there. 3-2 slider, that's my fault, and the change up to the right-handed hitter is my fault too, that ended up creating those runs. But all in all, I thought he was really good. Kaysen Sherrod was great, and so was John Doxakis.
I think Chorby got on base 8 times today. How good has he been?
And he's really transformed his body over his career and worked really hard on, you know, improving his swing. And, you know, he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. He's not just a great defender and a short game guy. And, you know, he can turn some outfielders around now. So I couldn't be more proud of him.
The series probably isn't a huge RPI booster, but what does it mean to have a series like this that you can get that confidence in your bats right out of the gate?
Well, it was really important that we do that. We knew what kind of team we were going to have this year, and for us to get the first weekend out of the way, the butterflies, the jitters, and to play good and to grab some confidence was really important.
What about your starters today, both Mitchell and Steven?
I thought they both did a great job. Steven, his attack and tempo was the best I've seen during his time here at Texas A&M. Mitchell couldn't have commanded the ball any better, did a great job, and that's what we need. Those guys taking a step forward as sophomores.
Are your weekend starters locked in, or is that something that y'all are still searching around for?
Well, we'll still search around. I mean, you know, we're trying to get Turner Larkins back and healthy, and he's certainly a viable option there. And we'll see another guy on Tuesday. John Doxakis will start for us, and looking forward to that.
And talking a little bit about that SFA matchup, obviously a lot of these guys probably know each other, haven't played around each other, and Brigham, of course, being from Nacogdoches, but just a little bit about that matchup.
Yeah, Johnny does a great job. They have an older bunch and, you know, a lot of junior and senior hitters, and I expect them to be offensive, and they always play with a chip on their shoulder, and it seems like we always have a barn burner with them on Tuesday nights.
First video replay, I believe, here at Bluebell. Was that kind of an interesting experience to be a part of?
Yeah, it was, and I'm so glad we have it. I mean, it takes kind of the volatility out of those plays that's played, and, you know, just able to go and review it and make the right call. I think all of us here, umpires included, want to make sure we get the call right. And I'm glad the rules instituted, and hopefully we continue to look at more expansion in the replays.
And that fifth inning in the first game, I believe everybody who came to the plate crossed the plate in that inning. Have you seen something like that before?
That was incredible. 9 just amazing at-bats in that one inning, and there were a lot of potential, you know, 2-strike at bats where we made some decisions on some borderline pitches and put balls in play with 2 strikes. Out of those 9, 7 of them were just incredibly competitive with 2 strikes.